Morning Watch, Philippians week 4, counting all things lost to gain Christ, Saturday. Philippians 3:10-11. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. Related verses, 1 Corinthians 9:24-25. Do you know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way that you may lay hold. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things. They then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Ephesians 2:5-6. Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3:10, footnote 4, conformed. To take Christ's death as the mold of one's life. Paul lived a crucified life continually, a life under the cross, just as Christ did in his human living. Through such a life, the resurrection power of Christ is experienced and expressed. The mold of Christ's death refers to Christ's experience of continually putting to death his human life that he might live by the life of God. Our life should be conformed to such a mold by our dying to our human life to live the divine life. Being conformed to the death of Christ is the condition for knowing and experiencing him, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Philippians 3:11, footnote 1, attain, i.e. arrive at. This requires us to triumphantly run the race for the prize. Philippians 3:11, footnote 2, out, i.e. the outstanding resurrection, the extra resurrection, which will be a prize to the overcoming saints. All believers who are dead in Christ will participate in the resurrection from the dead at the Lord's coming back. But the overcoming saints will enjoy an extra, outstanding portion of that resurrection. To arrive at the out-resurrection indicates that our entire being has been gradually and continually resurrected. God first resurrected our deadened spirit. Then from our spirit, he proceeds to resurrect our soul and our mortal body until our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, is fully resurrected out of our old being by and with his life. This is a process in life through which we must pass, and a race that we must run until we arrive at the out-resurrection as the prize. Hence, the out-resurrection should be the goal and destination of our Christian life. We can reach this goal only by being conformed to the death of Christ, by living a crucified life. In the death of Christ, we are processed in resurrection from the old creation to the new. Portions from the Life Study Messages. In 3:10, Paul speaks of the power of Christ's resurrection. The power of Christ's resurrection is his resurrection life that raised him from among the dead. Christ's divine life includes the element of resurrection. Even before he was resurrected, he could say to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." The reality of Christ's resurrection life is the Spirit. Resurrection is abstract and mysterious. No one can define it, but we can know the Spirit as the reality of resurrection. The Spirit of Christ is the reality of the resurrection of Christ. Thus, where the Spirit of Christ is, there is resurrection. Because this Spirit is now within us, the power of Christ's resurrection is within us also. Paul goes on to speak of the fellowship of Christ's suffering and of being conformed to his death. The fellowship of Christ's sufferings is our participation in his sufferings. During his entire life, Christ underwent a process of breaking so that the life power could be released from within him. In particular, he was broken when he died on the cross. The divine life seed has been planted into our being. Now we also need to be broken that the life power within the seed can be released. If our outer man is broken, the seed within us will be able to release its life power. Eventually, this process of the breaking of the outer man will result in full conformity to the death of Christ. In this way, the death of Christ becomes a model or pattern for our breaking. Then in our daily life, we shall be able to apply Christ to our every need. If we need power, he will become power to us. If we need patience, he himself will be our patience. This is to know Christ, to experience him, and to enjoy him.